Once again, as we continue these days of the Epiphany, we celebrate a feria of the Epiphany, which means that we read and pray the propers of the Feast of the Epiphany itself every single day until Saturday, when we will celebrate the commemoration of the baptism of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in that sense also the gift of baptism, the gift of the entrance into the Holy Church, the Holy Catholic Church. So we look at the propers and the readings and so forth of the Epiphany. And of course, in this time in which we live, and why we live at this time, only God knows, He is the one who chose it for us. We did not choose it for ourselves. Not even our parents chose it for us. We see, particularly in the things that are surrounding us, politically speaking, in the nation, in the church, in the morals of all of humanity, we see a very, very bad and very dark time. And, of course, perhaps one of the darkest and most evil of times since the birth of Christ. Now, we must realize that after the birth of Christ, everything changed. Before the birth of Christ, there was absolutely nothing. There was no grace. There was no hope. And it was with the birth of Christ and the birth of the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Virgin Mary, before him, some 13 to 15 years beforehand, that there was no grace in the world. Absolutely none. So today we have grace in the world, even though very little and very few people. But at that time there was nothing. And so Isaiah says, "For behold, darkness shall cover the earth." And that is exactly that which we experience today. Darkness shall cover the earth. And amidst the people, I would say that the mist that covers the people is those who are of the Catholic faith, who are confused and confounded. Even those who say they're traditional do not really know the faith. They think they do, and they make all kinds of ridiculous assumptions and mistakes. So there is a mist that covers the people, even now, in this time in which we live. But Isaiah says, "The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." And of course, this has already happened. We already have achieved the gift of salvation, the gift of redemption from our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, these things have already been accomplished. And then, we shall walk in his light. In the meantime, he prophesies the Epiphany itself. Jerusalem, Bethlehem shall be inundated with many, many peoples. And they shall bring, because they have to use them to ride upon, their animals, camels, the two-humped animals that have enough water to last for a journey. God provided them with a good tank. The dromedaries, they have one hump. Most people don't know the difference. I'd like to see if some people can figure out what some of the ones here are. We have both camels and dromedaries. And it is they that carry the kings and their retinues to Bethlehem. First to Jerusalem, where they go see the king, because they had no idea who he was. And the king, of course, is very upset. Somebody's going to throw him off the throne. He doesn't realize in the readings of the liturgical hours of the church, one of the hymns says, "You foolish Herod, he who gives kingdoms is not going to take away kingdoms. You have no fear of him, because the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of the Son of God, is not that which Herod has." The kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, is far more universal, far more pervasive, and far more spiritual. It does not only deal with the material things. Another thing that it doesn't come from the liturgy of the Epiphany, But it is still the Christmas. Before Mass, the chants were, it went back to the CD of the Mass of Midnight. Puer natus est novis. And in English we say, a child is born unto us. That's not what the Latin says. The Latin says, a boy child, puer. Puer is not a girl, never. Puella is a girl. Puella nata is novis. That's the Immaculate Conception. But puer, at Christmas time, is a boy child because the Son of God has become the Son of Man in the womb of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary. And so, during this season of Christmas and the Epiphany, we rejoice. And of course, we continue to celebrate these mysteries, as we shall see in the readings of the next few days and the next few Sundays. But the Epiphany is threefold, and we will celebrate it as such in the Holy Liturgy of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.